أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها، ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. Here Allah تبارك وتعالى explains another evil quality of the Bani Israel, and all that is for us to take a lesson, we don't fall in the same trap, and that we realize where they have gone wrong. This is what is called nasikh and mansukh. It is a very important discussion in our Shariat, in the Quran Sharif, in the whole of Deen. It is with regard to what we say, the abrogation, the changing of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And this we all understand, of course, with Allah's matter it is completely different. Like governments also change their laws from time to time. A law which is compulsory now, and afterwards it becomes a crime to that same thing. So these things change, and governments don't have full knowledge of what is going to happen. According to conditions that change, they make or they change their laws also. Also, we understand that before 94, things which were totally prohibited after 94 became fully permissible. Complete change. But that was insan who doesn't know the future. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Or another example, like a good expert doctor. He prescribes certain medicine for the patient, and according he expects the changes that medicine will make, then afterwards he changes the medicine. And he says the previous medicine, don't touch it at all, now new medicine. However, if it is a doctor who is not so experienced, he makes a mistake and he gives wrong medicine. Now that is because of his knowledge being not complete. So he gave the wrong medicine and it caused adverse effects on the patient. So anyway, this is indeed also from Allah Ta'ala, that laws were revealed and then after Allah cancelled them or replaced them with other laws. This nasikh mansukh in our deen is to this extent that there are certain commands of Allah, ayats of the Quran, which still exist. We read them, but we don't make amal on them. The action to make amal on it has been cancelled. Then there are other ayat which Allah had revealed, and Allah made that to be completely forgotten. And all this is to show the absolute qudrat of Allah, the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah had that completely, He made it forgotten from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, though it's not written, but to practice on it is still a command from Allah Ta'ala. So this nasikh mansukh, this is also one aspect we can understand, that deen is not according to our logic, not what we think, and that Allah is absolute, and we accept Allah as that absolute being, complete. He can make laws as He pleases, and we have to accept that. Not that we question it. Unfortunately, due to influence of dunya's things, non-Muslim people, radios, etc., internet, etc., all newspapers, all the news that we get, our mind has also been now set that we only want to accept that which we can understand. And what we can't understand, we want to refute and reject it. Yeah, this also, this whole matter of nasikh and mansukh, Allah Ta'ala makes, prepares us and wants us that whatever He does, we accept wholeheartedly. Allah is the absolute ruler, controller. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah can change laws as He wishes. The Qibla at one time was towards Baytul Muqaddas. Allah changed it and made it towards Kaaba Sharif. And with regard to Ramadan coming and the sighting of the moon, which is also one test Allah has kept in the Ummah, that we will be tested whether the moon, we accept the sighting of it or not. Or we fall into arguments and fights and waste our time, waste our breath, waste everything in those arguments, or we accept the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is that absolute being, and He can change laws as as he wants to. And as slaves of Allah Ta'ala, we have to totally accept what Allah Ta'ala tells us and not go according to our logic, not go according to the mainstream media or the mainstream of even ulama. We have to see what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us. And that is with regard with our yaqeen. And we have that full conviction that whatever Allah Ta'ala decrees is only for the best, and Allah's knowledge is, we can never ever even imagine the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Just like namaz also. Allah originally wanted to make 5 times namaz for us, but Allah made it first 50 times. And then reduced it to 5. Various reasons are given for that also, in order to save the iman of the people of weak iman. People of strong iman, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. Those people who have got proper knowledge of deen, they say it's Allah's command, we accept it wholeheartedly. Mi'raj itself is not a thing which can come in our minds logically. That in that very, very short space, part of the night, what a journey and return journey also took place. And all that, we cannot accept it with our logic. It is our yaqeen. So that is required of a mu'min. And unfortunately today, especially our youngsters at universities, those who are exposed to non-Muslims and to their way of thinking at workplaces, etc., we start thinking like them also. Whereas a mu'min must accept wholeheartedly. So Allah Ta'ala says, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. جو منسوخ کرتے ہیں ہم کوئی آیت او ننسحا یا بھلا دیتے ہیں, any آیت command that we have cancelled, abrogated, or we have made it to be forgotten, نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا. We bring something which is more better than the previous thing. With regard to the Nasikh and Mansur, the Jews of Medina Sharif should say that if this, they should put this doubts in the Muslim, that if the Quran Sharif was from Allah, then the commands won't change. Allah's knowledge is over everything. Allah knows future conditions also. And if it is changing, then na'uzu billah, they should say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made up the Quran himself. And now when conditions are changing, he changes the commands of Allah Ta'ala also. So in reply to that, Allah has revealed this ayat, that it is from Allah. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to say in the Quran Sharif, in another ayat, مَا أُبَدِّلُ مِن نَفْسِ. I cannot change the Quran Sharif from my side. I've got no authority to change it. What Allah has revealed, that is what we accept. So Allah Ta'ala says, and the Jews used to say also, that when a certain command ayat has been cancelled, so from that it means, according to what they used to say, the first command was not right, now the right command came. Or they used to say that this command was evil and the other command was right. So Allah say it's not like that at all. Whatever Allah commands, He makes changes as He wishes to. We accept it wholeheartedly, and Allah Ta'ala makes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims, to forget that ayat, or that Allah Ta'ala does not allow it to be practiced upon, but all this is to bring something better for you. بِخَيْرِ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. That Allah be better, ya uske barabar. Allah Ta'ala brings something equal to it or something better. And all this is to test our iman. That do we accept it? The minute we know it is from Allah Ta'ala, it is definitely, it isn't somebody's own thing what he took out from his pocket, then we accept it wholeheartedly. And Allah Ta'ala makes clear, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِرٍ. قدیر. کیا تجھ کو معلوم نہیں کہ اللہ ہر چیز پر قادر ہے؟ Don't you know that Allah has got control over everything and Allah can do as He pleases and Allah does as He pleases. Allah is not subject to our thoughts and what we want from Allah Ta'ala. We make dua, we beg Allah. We cannot command Allah, which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali explained very beautifully, like a person in a restaurant, he tells the waiter, bring this, bring that. He commands him to do this, that. We cannot command Allah. We are not like people in a restaurant and we command Allah Ta'ala, bring this for me, do this for me, get that for me. We are beggars in the court of Allah. We accept Allah Ta'ala fully as a sole authority, and Allah does as He wishes to, and for us it is to accept fully what Allah Ta'ala says. This is our iman, and we can see presently how much our iman is being tested, how much we say, I think it's like this, I can't accept this law, and the law we understand it's from Allah, but because it doesn't make sense to me, according to me it's not logical, then I refuse to accept it. That is a very dangerous thing which brings us almost into kufr. So we are in kufr. We should be very careful of that. And this ayat also is a very important ayat to show us we should accept everything what Allah Ta'ala said. Yes, we have got this right definitely to verify, is it the command of Allah? Is it the word of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Is it what the fuqaha and the great ulama are unanimous about? That we can inquire, because people quote and misquote, people lie openly also, so we can verify that. But when it is established it's from Allah, then we have got no question, and that is what a believer is all about. It isn't that he's going by his own logic and his own thinking. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen and to practice it and believe in Allah as is required by Allah. May Allah Ta'ala guide us, and on that depends our Jannah, and to be saved from Jahannam. That on that depends our gaining the pleasure of Allah, or may Allah save us, we get the wrath of Allah Ta'ala and we suffer terribly the consequences after that. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.